Now, for the text of our message, it is found in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1 to 15. Matthew 10, 1 to 15. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother. James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican. James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass, in your purses, not scrip for a journey. Scrip means bag. Neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city that or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. May the Lord bless the reading of the sacred word. In last week's message, we read how the Lord sighed that while the harvest is plenteous, the laborers are few. And so we read further on to Luke chapter 10. For the Lord then sent 70 two by two to go before him to spread the word of the kingdom of God. Who are these 70 two by two that the Lord sent? They are you sitting in the pews. Members of the church who have heard the gospel, who have received the salvation, and are able to tell others. And these were sent out. They did not need any further training because they had only to announce the good news of salvation and tell men to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of this, there has come into the picture a certain denomination called brethren, meaning to say we are all equal brothers and sisters. And so there is no need for anyone in such a church to be highly trained, but you are trained or taught by the Holy Spirit. And so from among the church, the elect, them to be elders, or they call them responsible brethren. Such a denomination is called the Brethren Movement. But here we see that the Lord does not merely send those 70 two by two to tell the good news. He specially calls, and they are called, and chose 12 disciples, whom he called apostles. And they were given a thorough training of 3 years at least, and indoctrinated in the doctrines of God and the way of salvation, and they were molded in their character by staying with Jesus day and night. They were made to be church leaders. How they may treat other people in a very non-offensive way. Here is listed when you go into a city and you stay with people. Well, don't just move around, but stay right to the end. You're given all the best of training. And then they were sent into the harvest field. Also with special powers. Not only to preach, but to heal, to cleanse the lepers, to raise the dead, to cast out the devils. And these apostles had the special powers conferred on them again when it comes to the Acts of Apostles, chapter 5, verse 10. And there, they also manifested the powers specially given to them and performed many miracles. Until, or rather before that, they saw the Lord Jesus Christ 10 times, and saw him ascend to heaven, and they waited for 10 days until Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and they were all filled with the Spirit of God. That is the way how the Lord trained the early apostles, that they might be leaders of the church, and through them the church was established in a marvelous way in their own lifetime. And so if you read the stories of the 12 apostles, you'll end up with traditions about them. And every one of them is said to have gone to a special country or region to preach a word, and finally they were martyred. I can tell the story of one whom I've come to know quite well because the Lord sent me to India a good number of times. And the first time I came to India was in South India, the state of Kerala, Cochin. And there I met many of them. Everyone is a Thomas or a Matthew, because Thomas and Matthew were together as one of two persons sent out. He's either a Thomas or a Matthai. Matthai is Matthew. And immediately I was surrounded by the high traditions and the stories of Thomas, who had gone to India in the year AD 52. And there he planted 7 churches. And later on he even went to China, because there are pictures left behind of Thomas going to China riding on a bamboo raft. And then finally how he returned from China and went to Madras. And there he was martyred. And outside of Madras airport, there is a cave reputed to be where he had hidden. And a big Roman Catholic church is built in Madras. to commemorate the coming of St. Thomas. But in Kerala, South India itself, there is so much story about Thomas being there. But these are only legends or traditions, and we will not go into them, but we will learn from two chiefest apostles, namely Peter and Paul. Peter had saved 3,000 at Pentecost, and he did not build a big cathedral to contain them. The fastest way of expanding the church is not by the vertical, but rather by the horizontal. And so, Peter, after having preached at Pentecost, he went out, first of all, to Samaria after he heard of the good news brought back by Philip, that many of the Samaritans believed. So Peter and John went to further evangelize Samaria. From there he returned to Jerusalem, but he did not stay there. He was called to Lydda and to Joppa. All these places, you know what happened. In Joppa especially, he went to Caesarea, whereby he had the whole house of Cornelius, being Gentiles, converted. Then we read from Peter's epistles how he went to Asia Minor, to Pontus, to Bithynia, to Galatia, to Asia. And then from the book of Corinthians we read of him also being there, Cephas, one of the apostles who had gone there, and he was in league with St. Paul. And finally, we read, this is highly from tradition, how he also arrived in Rome, and together with Paul, they founded the church, and how Peter suffered martyrdom. And he also mentioned the church of Babylon, whether it referred to Rome, or whether he referred to Babylon itself, we are not very sure. From Peter the Apostle to the Jews, he has founded the church far and wide in the Roman Empire, especially in Europe. The same thing happened to Paul after his conversion. His whole life was spent in three arduous missionary journeys. And all the letters where he wrote concerning Philippi or Ephesus or Corinth, all these show the places that he had been. The Apostle Paul, when he was in Rome, he also died the death of a martyr. But from Paul itself, we learn particularly of how he carried on the tradition whereby the church had grown most extensively and speedily. When he had directed to Timothy, giving him this mandate, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. For the church to grow and expand, and that is what the Lord has intended. First of all, in choosing the 12 apostles to send them out. This must be the tradition that is handed down from generation to generation. Now the Apostle Paul was speaking truly from experience that he had gone through in Ephesus, the stronghold of missions in the West. Ephesus was so cultivated by the Apostle Paul, for he stayed there 2 or 3 years, that it is known as the Antioch of the West. Antioch was a mission, the mission sending church that sent Paul and Barnabas out in the first missionary journey. Now in Ephesus, he opened a Bible college that lasted for 2 years. And they taught the word of the Lord Jesus, so that all of them, according to Acts chapter 19, verse 10, all those who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, both Jews and Greeks. As a result, 5 new churches were founded in Asia, the province of Asia. When you refer to Asia here, we are referring to Asia Minor, what is Turkey today. And there are 7 churches mentioned in the book of Revelation. 2 of the churches are known, beginning with Ephesus and ending with Laodicea. Ephesus is so well known, I need not refer, but Laodicea is mentioned in the book of Colossians. But in between are the 5 new churches, namely Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, and Philadelphia. Let us ask, from where did these 5 new churches come? Surely these are connected with Acts chapter 19 verse 10, which says that all of them who dwelt in Asia heard the word. They did not hear the word all from Paul. It is impossible. They heard the word from the students of Paul, who then went out to evangelize, and they founded these 5 churches. That is a way of church growth. The pattern for accelerated church growth was given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ Himself by training 12 apostles, and now by Paul in training those who are faithful men who should learn through Timothy. And they would in turn teach others, other faithful men also. So we have the pattern from Jesus Bible College, how he trained the apostles. Not only do we need men, lay people, to go out to tell the good news. And I told you how in 1927 in China, the China Inland Mission had altered their policy somewhat to take in ordinary women full of zeal and faith to tell the good news. And not only those who are professionals, doctors, evangelists were highly trained, but these women were included. That it increased the population of the missionaries of China to about 8,000 in order to expedite the word. Nevertheless, it is important that we train church leaders, that they will come up to take the place of the apostles, though they are not apostles. This is what Calvin has said. But we believe that there were only 12 apostles, and they did what was specially given of the Lord to establish a church in their generation throughout the whole Roman Empire. But now there's a trend in the church today, recently, from America, that they begin to ordain eminent pastors. If they have done well, then they are promoted to be apostles. And one who is now ordained an apostle is Lawrence Kong, who is very well known in Singapore, but he belongs to the charismatic movement. He may say that he is not, but he is. We Bible Presbyterians do not believe in any apostles, but we believe what Calvin says, that they must be highly trained men to take the leadership of the church, short of the apostolic title. In 1954, the Lord gave me a vision and a call that unless we start a Bible college, Life Church will remain as one church until it will be a long time. If we had not the Bible college today, there will be only one Life Church, as it happens with many cases, prepare all situations. There is in Singapore a church that is 158 years old, and it remains to this day as one church. If we did not have the vision of the Bible college, that will be what it is. As my good friend Dr. Paul Contento has said, without the Bible college, the church would die. And that is also very true. Of recent days, we can also count on the fingers the number of small churches started, and in a matter of 3 or 4 years, they fold up and they are vanished and gone. Even BP churches. And so, it was not wrong to start the Bible college. In the beginning, there were many hardships. So much so that we wept. Lord, if we know that it is so difficult, we will not have started it. It began with 3 students. But after 1 year, one left. Fortunately, in the 2nd year, the Lord sent 4 students. And so He made it 5. And one of the students was the Ang Mo wife of an Australian diplomat from the High Commission. And when the Australian lady joined the Bible College, the Lord comforted us and immediately boosted our image. And so, it was not wrong that we required them to go through a training of 4 years to receive the Bachelor of Theology degree. And in the course of the years, we have even raised a standard that if possible, for those who are going to be pastors, for those who are going to be church leaders in future, they must take another 2 years. The training in academic excellence is not all, but we require the students to stay in college, thereby through their communal living together and interaction, they may become better leaders. That they must be men and women of character, that they should know how to manage affairs, especially in the church. I thank God that as a result of the foundation of the Far Eastern Bible College, 65 of them have been ordained pastors. Or else how can there be 60 BP congregations in Singapore and 20 in Malaysia? These have all been dispersed to take care of the branch churches, and even a good number for the global BP churches founded by Calvary Pandan and Jurong. We see how true it is that the mandate Paul gave to Timothy, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thus, we thank God that we have withered 39 years of hard work, and 376 have been graduated. And now we are opening the training, even in the evening classes, to a good number of lay people joining, that they may be trained to be better Sunday school teachers. The pattern for accelerated church growth from Jesus Bible College is transmitted to us humbly, the Farison Bible College. We therefore ask you to pray, first of all, for the teaching staff. We have now a complement of 13, but we need more teachers. Pray that we may have teachers that are dedicated to the Lord and true to the doctrines. And pray that there will be those who are called of God to study here, that His church may grow from strength to strength and be accelerated in these last days before Jesus Christ comes. Let us pray. O Lord, we pray Thee to help us in the work of the church as well as the college, according to Your pattern for accelerated church growth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.